Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ray Pritchard, and we thank you for listening to... did we just have that conversation for the last hour, Ray?
That was, you know, that's the whole election campaign right there, that what we talked to Kirby about, the problems. Clinton is the weakest Democratic candidate, I don't know, I want to say in history, but in our lifetime, Tim, there's never been a weaker Democrat running for the White House, and yet she's leading in the polls. It's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, as I mentioned, it's political twilight zone out there in that regard. Of course, we're still in August.
Right.
So we're you know, the election is first Tuesday in November, so things could change, but...
They're going to change, right? There's going to be the three debates, the vice presidential debate, and you hate to say it, but there's trouble in this world with the terrorists and so on. There's going to be stuff. It's just going to happen, right? So,
yeah. But, you know, I just wonder, though, Ray, how much more either one of the candidates can be damaged.
Right.
And after a while, you just yawn. Oh, so what? Yeah, you know, everything, as you, I think you've used the expression, everything's already baked in at this point.
Right.
Everybody, if you've got the same person who says Hillary Clinton is dishonest, says I'm voting for her, they've already factored that in. You throw a couple more scandals in there if you want to, but it's not going to make any difference in the mind of that person. They're going to vote for her.
I mean,
and it's the same way with him, isn't it?
Well, what about the emails? I mean, so suppose they come up with another 100 or 200. I mean, we know there are thousands out there, but so much of that is already baked in there that you almost, it's hard to think of what you'd find in the emails that would change the hardcore.
Are you talking about with the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, all of that. You know, Trump has been successful in calling her crooked, right?
Right.
He's created that perception, yet she's still leading in the polls. Now, what do you think about this health question? Let's say that
she's ill and she starts showing public signs of it even more than she has, you mean?
You know, there's a lot of people saying... I'm looking at Drudge Report right now, and I don't know where he gets these pictures, Tim. I know. But, I mean, this is like the most unflattering picture of Hillary Clinton I have ever seen. And, you know, it's saying 59% of Americans say she should release her medical records. Could that be a game changer as we're coming down?
Yeah, I guess it could. But for the people who aren't going to vote for Trump because they think he's whacked out, they're not going to vote for him because she's sick. You see what I'm saying?
That's exactly right.
If in fact she is. I'm just saying.
Right. If so,
nobody knows. We're doing some speculation here.
Right. We don't
But
know.
The speculation is based on things that are already out there in the news.
Right.
And I'm just saying that a lot of people are not considering. I'm not saying he's whacked, Donald Trump. I think he's loose-lipped and on occasion expresses a far-out idea. Let me just be kind about it here.
That's a very generous way of putting it.
But there are a lot of people who think he's fundamentally unfit to be president of the United States.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't think those people are going to change their minds. So, but now will a so those things that we just said in terms of things that could change the dynamic between now and November. It's kind of an answer where you go yes and no, you know, no for the reasons we've just mentioned. Everybody already knows who Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are, and they've already pretty well made their opinion of those two people. On the other hand, something like her getting, you know, if her she has to say, "Hey, I'm sick for some reason," or if I just don't think it would. I don't think it would hurt her any worse than it has now. But if something came out where they, where you know where they're talking about now, where it's pay for play, pay right. for play. When she was Secretary of, you know that she and Bill Clinton are worth $111 million now.
No way, really?
No, I'm serious.
They've somewhere, done well. Supposedly left the White House broke. They've done well.
I looked it up yesterday. Somewhere their net worth is somewhere between $100 and $111 million.
Wow.
And I thought, you talk about parlaying your presidency.
Oh yeah. That's been good. It's been good for the family business ever since he left
that's,
the White
that's
House.
That's stunning. I, you know, on a certain level, got to give him credit for it. That's an amazing business operation there. If you can go from. You can go from broke to $100 million.
Right, right.
That's you know, and, you know, Bernie Sanders went after her on the how much did what was that corporation in New York?
Of the speech, you know, the $500,000.
What was that? The Wall Street firm she spoke to, or he wanted to know how much they paid you.
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. Remember him? Right. Bernie Sanders said, "How much they pay you to speak there?" At right. The, right. Goldman Sachs. In New York, the Wall Street firm, because he was so anti-Wall Street, you know. And,
right.
And she said, I don't know, whatever they were paying at the time. And she was a sitting secretary. Was she, I don't want to misspeak here. Was she Secretary of State when she gave that speech, or was that?
I'm not sure. That's a great answer.
I think it was.
Whatever they were paying.
Whatever the going rate was.
Whatever the going rate was, I don't really know. I let my people handle those details.
I don't really know, you know. It's great. But I just, great answer. I looked that up yesterday. I was going, wow. They're worth $100 million. And, of course, there's been a lot of criticism of the Clinton Foundation.
Right, right.
You know, these foreign countries paying money to the Clinton Foundation while, you know, the accusations are and the emails are showing that she's Secretary of State. So there's people are saying, well, certain countries and certain individuals were given favors
right.
by the United States government because they gave money to the Clinton Foundation. That's what the next scandal will be, or it is now, if it's even going to be investigated fully, and who knows whether that'll happen, or even, as I say, if it even matters to the voter out there who say, I'm not going to vote for Mr. Trump, so I don't care how many scandals she's got, I'm voting for her because I'd rather have a crooked person over a crazy person.
Right, which is kind of the way it's being presented right now. I do think, Tim, that the debates could change everything, especially right. for Donald Trump.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, it is.
Could if be a game changer.
What could be a game changer if he comes in there?
Yeah.
With an not just talking, because he's a gift of gab, right? But if he comes in there with an impressive yeah. knowledge beyond
yeah.
what we've seen,
yeah.
and he can really stand toe to toe with her, because. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff hurled back and forth during those
you think?
Debates. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. I mean, as you said, pay-per-view.
Yeah. yeah.
Pay-per-view. I mean, it'd be off the charts,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's a great chance for yeah. Donald Trump. For you know, look, Kirby said, you know, it may even just come down to 300,000 people in about 4 swing states. So.
Yeah.
Maybe you aim everything at those people, and
yeah.
you win that, you win those states, you yeah. win the presidency.
And please, folks, don't email me and say you said Donald Trump is crazy. I did not say he's crazy.
No.
I said that's the perception among a lot of voters out there, is that they're having to choose between crooked and crazy, and they're going to go with crooked. And that seems to be what I'm seeing.
At the moment.
And that may change. You're listening to the radio program, Today's Issues on American Family Radio. How do we witness to atheists? We have to understand atheists. There's a growing number of atheists in our country. And atheists, I think you could also throw in agnostics, people who say, I don't know whether there's a God or not. What does it matter? That's what I guess an agnostic might say. An atheist would say there's no God. Well, Ray Comfort spent much of his life's ministry trying to reach out to these people who are skeptics, who are not believers, who are atheists. And he's got a brand new project out, which we're going to talk about right now, called The Atheist Delusion. And he joins us from California, I assume. Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim. And Ray, how you doing?
Doing great.
Ray, Ray Comfort, why don't you tell us, give us an overview of your latest, which is this is the best one you've done, and you keep topping yourself, you and your team there, at creating resources and products and ministry helps to reach out to atheists. Tell us the latest one called the Atheist Delusion.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, I went to a local college. I was going to do a little video for one of my publishers for a book, and I asked an atheist a question I'd never asked atheists before. It's a scientific question. And to my surprise, out of surprise, he changed his mind about the existence of God or what it means. I thought, this is crazy. So I went to universities and asked university students the same question, and I got the same response. Atheists, hardened atheists, changed their minds about the existence of God because of one scientific question. And so we strung these together into a documentary, and when we put them in studio and looked at them, we thought, wow, what have we got here? This is the best thing we've ever done. It brought us to tears. We didn't want to praise ourselves and promote it as that, so we just put it online, and thousands of people downloaded it, and they're getting back to us and saying, this is the best thing you've ever done, best documentary I've ever seen, and brought us to tears. So we're super excited. You know, much of what I've said to atheists in the past has been like water off a duck's back. This movie rips the feathers off the duck. It gets right to where it's supposed to get, and we're so excited, and we're putting our ministry on the line and my name on the line, our credibility. If we don't come up with the goods when it goes on YouTube, we're going to be crucified, but we've got the goods. It's really just good. And I just got to say this, Tim, Ray. This is not a silver bullet. It doesn't work for all atheists. It only works for reasonable atheists, and that's an oxymoron because an atheist is not reasonable by his lifestyle, what he believes, that nothing created everything. That's totally unreasonable. But if you've got someone who's on the fence, they're an atheist, but they're open to reason, they're reasonable, this will actually transform their minds. They'll know that God exists. They won't believe. They will know because this is proof, absolutely, irrefutably, in the existence of the Creator.
Ray, tell us about how you envision this being used. Is this a small group resource, a Sunday school class resource? Who's going to benefit most from the Atheist Delusion?
Anyone that's breathing. If they're not breathing, it's not going to work. But for Christians, when the first editor that got hold of us, when he finished, he said, you know, when we edited Evolution versus God, which shows university professors not able to come up with a reason, any scientific reason for for evolution to be true, he says to himself, yeah, we got him with this one. This movie brought him to worship. And so if a Christian watches it, you're going to cry. It's going to very moving. There's a guy named Richard who had been heckling us in open air in Huntington Beach, very, very, very angry that God supposedly didn't do anything about kids that were getting molested and killed. He was angry at us. I stood alongside him and said, you're an atheist? He said, yes. Can I interview you? He said, sure. So we spent 30 minutes, and this gentleman from New York, an elderly gentleman, very colorful character, very strong atheist, begins to soften. You see him soften and soften to a point where he says, I want to commit suicide. And then he says, if I make it to heaven, will I be bored? And then he says to me, why do you care about me? And it's so moving to see someone soften and change. And you see people's eyes computing information they're given and changing about their attitudes to the gospel and to God. So this is very, very moving, very exciting, and it's going to be great for atheists. It's going to be great for Christians, agnostics, because it'll show Christians how to do it. It's not hard. And it'll show atheists they've got no ground to stand on, that evolution and atheism is nothing but foolishness, and intelligent design can be irrefutably proven.
Hey, we're talking to Ray Comfort. He and his team have put together an excellent DVD called The Atheist Delusion. The Atheist Delusion. He's just described it. And folks, what we're working with Living Waters, which is Ray's ministry, and they've allowing us to offer this product through our website. And this DVD, how long is the DVD?
It's 62 minutes.
62 minutes of content, which when you see this, you will thank me for telling you about this. That's how much I'm confident. It's called The Atheist Delusion. What's the subtitle?
Why Millions Deny the Obvious. Okay. Actually, we've got a new subtitle that we like better, Atheism Destroyed with One Scientific Question.
Okay, so you get this 60-plus minutes of content on the DVD, and we also are going to – it's a bundle. We're also offering a couple of other Ray Comfort products called God Doesn't Believe in an Atheist. We've got that. And then we've got Jaws Without Teeth is the title of the book. It's an e-book, PDF e-book that you get as well from Ray Comfort. So all those three items, the DVD itself is worth $19.99. That's what we're offering it for on our website. So it's the first thing that pops up. You go to the website, afastore.net, afastore.net, afastore.net. It's the first thing that pops up. Called The Atheist Delusion, and it's only $19.99 to get that, what we're talking about here. So take advantage of it, of this. You can use it over and over again with youth groups, with your church, Sunday school classes. Share with an atheist if you want to. That's the idea, is to win people to the Lord who don't believe in God. That's sort of Ray's area of expertise, is reaching those people. Ray, what do you run into? You mentioned you can reach people who are reasonable, who are atheists with this message, but people who are unreasonable, what's an unreasonable atheist as opposed to a reasonable one?
Somebody who won't follow the evidence where it goes. You know, we are a tremendous, huge, wet blanket to atheism. Atheism, to a young, red-blooded guy whose hormones are kicking in, is a golden door that opens up to delirious pleasures, fornication, pornography, adultery, homosexuality, blasphemy. Anything goes if God doesn't exist. When we come along and say, hey, you have to face God, and even idle words you're going to give an answer to, answer for, and if you look with lust, you commit adultery in your heart, you're storing up his wrath, hell is real. That is just, it's like, you are kidding, because every ounce of happiness comes from his godless lifestyle. But if you're on a plane and you're enjoying a great movie, it's just making you laugh, and it's really good, and I come along and say, you're going to have to jump in any minute. Here's a parachute. Suddenly your priority's going to change. There's something more important than your happiness than watching a funny movie you're enjoying. It's this parachute. And what we're saying is you've got to jump any minute through this door of death. Every minute, 100 people die. Every hour, 6,000. Every day, 150,000. Every year, 54 million people are swallowed by this great black thing called death. And God's offering us a savior, a parachute. So more important than your happiness is your righteousness. And that's where the gospel comes in. And that's what transforms the heart. You know, I got to witness to Lawrence Krauss. He is the Richard Dawkins of the United States. I interviewed him in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. I don't know if I told you about that. Went wonderfully. I may have told you about the goodbye incident. Do you remember that, Tim? Have I told you?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then I got to meet Lawrence Krauss after that. No, not Lawrence Krauss. Ken Jillette had a wonderful time with
yes.
him. And he almost got killed straight after I spoke with him. But
why?
You don't know why? I didn't tell you that, but yeah, I said to him, Ken, I want to thank you for a video you put out saying that if hell did exist and I didn't warn you, what sort of hateful person I have to be not to warn you? The time would come if a truck was bearing down on you that I would tackle you. And I said, Ken, I'm tackling you. I love you. And he says, okay, I know what you mean. And I talked about the reality of death and of salvation and how important it was. And 5 minutes after I finished talking, he and his friend, Paul Parenza, stepped onto the road and they almost got killed. A screech of tires. Ken Jillette spoke about it in his podcast a few days later and said the car screeched and actually 3 inches from the pant leg of his friend. That's how close they were both were to getting killed. So we're going to pray for these guys. They're well-known celebrities, but they're just simple men that can be swallowed by death in an instant, and we have the message of life for them.
Ray, sometimes when we Christians think about witnessing to atheists, we just get intimidated. I mean, just the thought of talking to somebody who says, I'm an atheist. Give us some encouragement that the non-seminary educated everyday Christian can actually talk to an atheist and not be intimidated. Give us some help and some encouragement.
You want to be intimidated if you do what Jesus did and talk to the conscience using commandments, because the conscience bears witness with the commandment. And you see this done a dozen times on The Atheist Delusion. It will increase your faith and show you how people are intimidated. If you talk to the intellect, you're going to get arguments. The Bible says that in Romans 8, verse 1. It says the carnal mind is enmity against God. So what you have to do is do what Jesus did in Mark 10, verse 17, and talk to the conscience via the commandments, and what Paul did in Romans 2, where he said, you say you shall not steal. Do you steal? You say you shall not commit adultery. Do you commit adultery? Can I talk about a book that goes with this that's just come out? Is that okay with you?
No, you can't. No, okay. Absolutely not. That wasn't what we agreed on. And no, go right ahead.
Thank you so much. It's called Fat Chance, and it's why pigs will fly before America has an atheist president. And on the front, it's got a caricature of Donald and one of Hillary standing in front of the White House. And above the White House, pigs are flying. And the reason for the title and the subtitle, that pigs will fly before America has an atheist president, is because there's never been in the history of the United States an atheist president. No atheists are in Congress. Seven states in the U.S. have outlawed any atheist for holding public office. And polls show that Americans trust atheists much as they trust a rapist. And there's a reason for this, and this is a great little book. I think it's published by New Leaf or Master Books. Get it on Amazon.com, and it's a great book to give to unsaved people because this is very, very relevant at the moment, and it'll pull them in and show them why atheists are odious in the nostrils of most Americans. And the whole book's written in a New Zealand accent.
Okay. Well, it's just a bonus, huh? So where's that book?
It's at Amazon.com. It's available.
Okay. Well, by the way, the DVD, The Atheist Delusion, we were talking to Ray Comfort about, and is available at our website, afastore.net, for $19.99. I have the phone number here, too. This dials our store if you want to use your credit card. Folks, you will thank me or thank us when you order this and watch it. It is that good. It's over 60 minutes of content, and we throw a couple of other Ray Comfort products in there too to help you be a better witness for the Lord in this culture we live in today, which is very hostile oftentimes to those of us who want to share Christ. Here's the phone number. Again, $19.99 is the price for these three items. Here's the phone number. It's 877-927-4917. We have not outsourced this to somewhere in Thailand, okay? Nothing gets Thailand, but or Bangladesh or wherever. This goes straight to the good old U.S. of A. This, you're calling within the country to place your order for $20, basically, $19.99. That phone number is 877-927-4917. 877-927-4917 is the phone number. We're talking to Ray Comfort from California. We're just about out of time here. We've been talking about the atheist delusion. Ray, thanks so much for your time today. God bless your ministry. And you guys are always coming up with something clever and something new. And we just appreciate you and your team there.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Ray, thank you for sitting in with me today.
A pleasure, Tim, always.
What can we talk about Tuesday? Maybe Area 51.
And that's right. Or the latest crazy thing somebody says on the campaign trail. There's going to be a half dozen between now and then.
Hey, maybe I'll have a Bigfoot sighting in my backyard.
It's very possible. We're living in strange times.
That could happen.
It could happen.
I may have a Bigfoot sighting between now and Tuesday in my backyard. And if I do, I'm going to be here to talk about it with Ray Pritchard on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio.